Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And oh, yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Welcome to hour number two on this beautiful Monday. And we're going to the phones right now because on the line with us is Emily Jones, Moms for Liberty chapter president in Madison, Alabama, frequent flyer here on the show, and we're going to talk to her about Title IX for a bit. Emily Jones, how are you doing?
Doing well. How are y'all?
We're good. We're good. It's good to see you out at First Friday in Gadsden last Friday night. By the way, that was about the sweatiest Friday night I think I've ever experienced on the streets of Gadsden.
I was going to say, y'all made it nice and hot for us, so thank you for keeping us on our tips. But it was fun. Knew us.
Just our way. But by the way, you were doing a bit of a recruiting drive that night for Moms for Liberty, which is pretty timely considering the ruling y'all just got from the Federal District Court in Kansas. Talk to us about what you know.
Yes. So this federal ruling came out that really, when I first read it, thought it only applied to these four states where the lawsuit was filed, and then later put it all together that it actually applies to any school across the country if a school has a child enrolled whose parent is a member of Moms for Liberty. And if that's the case, and in these states that were mentioned in the lawsuit, they cannot implement Title IX, period. It is a federal ruling now.
Right.
So there's four states, Utah, Kansas, Alaska, and a fourth one. Like, nobody in the state can do it. And then everywhere else in these schools where a parent has a child enrolled, they cannot implement anything regarding Title IX in those specific schools as well. So it was pretty fascinating.
I think the most fascinating piece for me, and by the way, when you alerted me to this, I think, last week, you said this is going to be something that, you know, could, in fact, impact membership with Moms for Liberty because it covers Moms for Liberty members nationwide or something like that. And I thought, what? How does that work? And then I read up on it. I'm like, good Lord, it does. So you can be in Alabama, Florida, Alaska, or wherever, not in this four-state district area they're talking about, but you're a member of Moms for Liberty, you're protected, right?
You are right. And then the even stranger thing is the judge made it effective on the 15th of July. So he basically gave Moms for Liberty 2 weeks to go on a massive recruiting effort to get as many parents across the entire country signed up to be members. And in a lot of our chapters, it's free. To become a member at the national level, it's free. So you can literally spend 5 minutes of your time becoming a member for free in an organization that prevents your school from implementing Title IX.
Okay, I did not know that.
Talk about the
kids. Where, okay. All right, this is, I didn't even mean for us to get this deep into the idea of membership, but now that you said that, I got to ask, so if folks want to join, like right now, can they go to our website and sign up?
Yeah, go to momsforliberty.org, and no kidding. There's a big button that says join the fight.
No kidding. All right, so.
Yeah, it's that simple.
That's, all right, that is, by the way, I'm thinking, how Moms for Liberty is not but 4 years old, something like that. Is that right?
Yeah.
What an amazing impact two ladies from Florida have made on the world, and now folks like you are making it in your part of the world, and it's just like, this is what happens when people get busy.
Yeah, I mean, it's I always say, you know, like, this is the God movement, because there's absolutely no way in the world I could ever make half this stuff happen. Like, this is God. And that's what this is. I mean, one ruling that 99% of Moms for Liberty people were not even paying attention to, and boom, you want to protect your kids, spend 5 minutes and become a member, and you can prevent this from being in your school, regardless of what's happening with your federal cases. So, pretty awesome.
Well, and I know you guys have been working on membership yourself. You were doing that last Friday night in Gadsden, for that matter. But are you guys seeing an uptick in response? Are you seeing folks yourself that are interested in expressing interest?
We are. We've gotten several new memberships that came through this morning, and we really just started at 8 o'clock this morning getting the message out to everybody, because, you know, we found out about it late last week. It was the holiday. Like, we knew no one was going to pay attention to it, so we kind of held off until this morning, and as of 8 o'clock this morning, started sending out the emails and putting stuff out on social media and all that. So we're slowly starting to see the impact and everything trickling in, and hope to really see that pick up in the coming days as we increase our awareness to everybody, because most people just don't know that they can truly prevent, you know, not just your kid being exposed to it, but thousands of kids across the state can truly be protected by a simple 5-minute time commitment to become a member of an organization.
And so you're working the issue from your level with North Alabama and Madison and other central chapters in Alabama, but is National Moms for Liberty, the national organization, they're actually pressing forward on this ruling as well?
Yep, they did. And this is actually how I found out. Our two co-founders, Tina Deskovich and Tiffany Justice, did a live Facebook last, whatever the third was. And I just happened to see it when I was driving somewhere, and I turned it on to listen to them. And that's where they talked about this membership, you know, preventing the implementation. And they're doing the Facebook Lives to get people aware out there. And then they're putting things out via email. And they've sent notes to the chapter chairs to let us know, you know, the true impact of all of it and trying to get people spun up. They've given us some sample verbiage to use, some graphics and all that stuff. So they're trying to arm the chapters with as much information as they can to get the message out a little bit more local.
No, that's great.
And supposedly, even though I've not seen it and it may be out there, one of the states that was in the lawsuit was Kansas. And it was the Kansas AG that called Tina and Tiffany last week and said, here's the ruling, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to be making a push as the AG of the state, telling everybody to get their kids signed up, or to tell parents to get signed up to be a member. So that may have come out. I've not seen it yet, but I thought that was pretty cool.
Hey, you'll get a kick out of this. While I'm sitting here talking to you, one of our text line messages has popped in. Kim from Athens has texted in and said, just join Moms for Liberty. Thanks.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Kim. That
absolutely
is awesome.
That is good. All right. Well, listen. That's very cool. I'm going to be telling some family members and friends they need to do the same thing. But let's switch gears for a minute. You guys are really fighting this Title IX issue because of what it does to, you know, kids and education environment and all of it. And one of the things that you guys have been doing is hosting town halls across North Alabama. You just had your first one. You got some more coming up. How'd the one in Shelby County go?
It was fantastic. We had it at the North Shelby Library, and I think their capacity in the room is about 200, and we maxed that out and then had overflow.
Wow.
They kind of have a large hallway kind of corridor, and there were people standing out there listening in. I saw in one of the pictures people were actually sitting in the floor because they had been out there for so long, but they were sitting in the floor listening to the speakers and all that. So we had a great turnout. Susan DeBose spoke about her legislation, and she did a phenomenal job and basically promised to keep fighting this battle until we get legislation passed that defines what is a man, what is a woman. And then AG Marshall spoke about the lawsuit from the state of Alabama, where we are with that, and kind of update. He did fabulous, as always. And then we had a representative from Alliance Defending Freedom speak, and he was just amazing. He is very knowledgeable on free speech. And that was a big focal point of everything with Title IX is the compelled speech element. So he did a great job just really breaking that down and putting it in kind of layman's terms of what that means and why parents need to be concerned. So they did great.
That's a great group. What a good lineup. So let me ask you this. It was not billed as if you're conservative, you can come. So was it one of those? I mean, I read one of the Shelby County Reporter had an article on it. And it sounds like there were people there that were on both sides of the issue. So how did that go?
It really went pretty good considering there was probably 40-ish people in opposition to the topic, I should say, in the room. Everybody had to sign in. We checked IDs, and that may have helped kind of keep everybody under control. We also probably had about 20 law enforcement present, if not more. And that local, that's the AG's team, you know, that seeing some huge swole up guy standing in the corner ready to escort you out can kind of keep you in line.
That's what bouncers are for, right?
Exactly. He earned his money that day. But I mean, they did really good. They engaged, you know, they clapped or booed. as you would expect. They submitted questions, and some of them we read, some of them were completely off topic, so we ignored those. But afterwards, one of those in opposition stayed back to help clean up, and then another one stopped one of the guys from the organization and just said, you know, thank you for asking some of our questions. Like, we never expected you to actually address some of the questions. And one of them in particular was, what do you say to parents that want to raise their children to be trans? And the answer was, you get to do that. That's what parental rights are. I may disagree with it on a personal level, but yeah, parental rights are parental rights. You get to make those choices for your kids. So I think it helped them see we're not these horrible people that the media portrays us to be. We actually are pretty level-headed on a lot of these topics.
Yeah, I've got an article here from, The Daily Beast, I think it was. Yeah, Daily Beast calls y'all that national extremist group who just talks about your list of anxieties about what's going to happen to the world. I thought, my gosh. all right, so that town hall is very cool. What a great way to get the word out and give folks a chance to participate in the dialogue. But you got more coming up. That was just the first of a several, right?
It was. So we've got the next one coming up in Gunnersville on August the 12th at the Gunnersville Rec Center. It is a huge space. I walked through it the other day, and I think capacity is probably 380 people. It's gigantic.
Okay.
So plenty of space for those in the community to come out to it. We'll have the same lineup. We'll have Susan DeBose there, A.D. Marshall, and then someone from Alliance Defending Freedom will all be there.
Okay.
So it's doors open at 5. The programming part will start at 6. So we've contacted all the legislators and kind of 4 different counties in the area to let them know. So really just trying, like you said, to get the word out, let parents hear firsthand what all this means. The big difference between this August event and the July event is that the August event will be post-implementation date. So yeah, Title IX, if it's allowed to be implemented, goes into effect in public schools on 1 August. So obviously this event on the 12th, we'll know where we are in terms of implementation and what that's really doing in our schools. So I think that will probably drive a whole lot of parents.
I think it will, too.
At least I hope so.
And I'll tell you what else needs to drive parents is go to momsforliberty.org. Is that right? Momsforliberty.org?
That's it.
And just join for free. And then by being a joined member, you can claim the protections of that Kansas lawsuit that has happened. That's great stuff. Emily Jones, as always, man, thank you so much for what you do and for being in the fray, getting out there in the arena, and just driving on, all right? Stir that pot.
Well, thank you.
All right. See you soon.
See ya.
All right. Look, as we head to the break, let me just say that's exactly what we're supposed to be doing. Exactly. Is getting busy. And Emily told me one time, too, that it's not like she has a background in doing this kind of stuff. She just got irritated one day at what was happening at her son's school and decided to get busy. Just like 2 moms from Florida that are now in charge of a national movement. Love that. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.